Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? Just a reason that all is stealing. And you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
Let me say this about that last song. I'm glad he can change your life. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. That's the highest form of worship and praise there is that word, hallelujah. Yes.
That's right.
Bless the Lord.
There was a mountain and there were three trees. There was a good man and there were two thieves.
Yes.
A man called Barabbas was doomed for the tree, but Jesus took the middle one.
Yes.
Barabbas went free.
Thank you, Lord.
I love that man in the middle.
Bless you, Brandon.
Because I know. Died on the Calvary, the middleman made it. it possible that I could go.
Glory!
Amen. A hill called Golgotha, the place of a skull.
Yeah. Yeah.
No flowers in bloom, no scenery there. The scenery was so dull.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah.
Three crosses stood dark and bold against a darkened sky.
Bless you, Lord.
And not from pain, but a broken heart, this middle man died.
Bless you,
Lord. I love that man in the middle.
Bless you, Lord.
Because I know he first loved me.
Yes, thank you.
Praise to that
yes.
man who died on Mount Calvary.
Mm. Thank
the
you.
Middle man made it possible that we could go free.
Yes, yes. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. All right. You know, on that cross, Jesus finished the work.
Yeah.
He didn't make a down payment. He said it's finished.
That's right.
Praise God. I mean, I owed a debt I couldn't pay. He paid a debt he didn't owe. And all to him I owe. Amen.
That's right.
I like that song Rita sung. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Boy, I'm glad he's mine.
Yeah.
Song of Solomon, my beloved is mine. He's mine. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I didn't put mine in. Thank you. Oh my. Let me make a couple announcements real quick. We're going to start our first Sunday night service tonight.
Amen.
I think we're starting a little early, but we want to try, see if we get the time worked out. But we're going to start at 5. I'm not going to preach long. I'm not going to preach long even this morning. But we'll have singing. We'll have preaching. We'll have testimony. But we're going to try to get out of here by 7 o'clock because it's dark by 15 after. That'll allow everyone ample time to get home. And we want to try to be you know, a good steward of what God's given us. We don't want to put nobody in jeopardy driving or with, you know, this pandemic. Let me say this about this pandemic. I can already see it in the making. They're going to try to shut down again, put masks on again. I just want to say this to Daddy Fossey, we're big boys now. We don't need your help no more. I mean, I wipe my own nose. I mean, I've had colds and flus every year all my life.
Yes.
I don't know why they're making this such a big deal. But anyway, just brace yourself. It's coming. And we're going to start a revival. I like what Brother Ed said. Said if it's going real good, we might even go beyond Wednesday. I'm on board with whatever.
Yeah.
But we're gonna schedule it for Sunday night, which is May the 1st, the services are going to start at 6. Is that right, Brother Ed?
Yes.
We're going to start at 6 and try again to get out before it gets dark. I think we can. But anyway, Monday through Wednesday, Sunday through Wednesday, I'll get it right here in a minute.
Right.
Start Sunday night, go all the way to Wednesday night. And Lord, be in it and be with them. We'll go further. I'm just telling you right now, I like to turn one loose instead of holding a revival. I like to turn one loose, amen. I like to see it get out of the creek banks. I believe it can.
Yes.
But God's got to do it. I don't want the flesh to do it. I want the Holy Spirit of God to be leading. If the Holy Spirit of God's in it, I'll tell you, all I'm going to do is try to stay out of the way, amen.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of sick people. We've been praying for them. It was mentioned to me this morning that Pat Wilson passed away. They're having her funeral today. That's why Sister Bonnie had to leave early. She's going to that funeral. Carl sent me a text this morning. They had to take her dad to the ER. his sugar's up real high and it's affecting his kidneys. And there are several other prayer requests. Sister Brenda, I would say pray for her. You do need to, but she's here. We wasn't expecting her to be here. But she was down in her back this morning, bound determined to go to the house of God.
Yes.
And hey, we understand that. I'm dealing with my back even right now. A psalm that said in Psalm 39, I believe it's verse 4, Lord, help me to know how frail I am. Sometimes you don't need no help. You can figure it out. Amen. And you know, I'm pretty frail. We're getting older. We can't run like we used to run. We can't do what like we used to do. We're running the race of patience now. Okay, I think that's all the announcements. We're taking our text out of St. John chapter 1. St. John chapter 1. The Word of God here. And I done told you that what I'm going to preach on tonight is last days. I'm going to be preaching on that for a little while. I want to get everybody up to date. Some of the stuff going on in our day and time, I think the church needs to be more vigilant. That just means be more informed, be more aware, be more active about what's going on. I want to be more vigilant about the hour we're living in. St. John chapter 1, we'll start at verse 35. And the next day after John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he saith unto them, Come and see. And they came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. Now we're preaching today on where dwellest thou, and I actually would rather call this message where God lives. But we're going to be preaching where dwellest thou today. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for your blessings already upon, Lord, the communion. Lord, upon the singing. Lord, upon the Lord, the opportunities you've given us, Lord, to praise and worship you, Lord. Now, Lord, we're down to preaching time. And Lord, we know your word says, let every man minister as the Lord gives ability. And Lord, we're asking, Lord, for you to give that ability that we do not possess. Well, we know that through you we can do all things, and without you we can do nothing. And Lord, we don't want to be doing nothing. We want to be doing all that we can while we can. We want to preach the Word of God. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, you bless our efforts here today. Yeah. And Lord, for all these favors, we ask them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Preaching on where God lives. He lived down here for 33 and a half years. This wasn't his home. He was just down here to fulfill the Word of God. I mean, the Bible says, Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It's written of me to do thy will. And do the will of his Father. He was coming down here to give his life a ransom for all. I was tied.
Amen.
I was bound. I was being held captive, being held hostage. I couldn't get free, and no one else could get me free. But whosoever the Son sets free, they're free indeed.
Amen.
Brother Eric, I've been
Amen.
Free indeed now
Amen.
For 34 years, enjoying
Amen.
Every minute of it, Brother
Amen.
Nathan. You know, we live in a country, and even though we've kind of made a lot of mistakes,
right.
This is still the freest country on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. When you lose your liberty, you'll lose your will to want to live. And a lot of people are in that predicament even right now.
Right.
Thank God for freedom. Amen. I think we need to be paying more attention to what's going on in this country.
That's right.
I'm not trying to be political here, but our government's acting more like a bunch of gangsters than public servants.
Right.
I want you to really think about what I just said right there. They're operating like organized crime.
That's right.
They're actually too big for the task.
Right.
We'd be better off, I haven't named no names, but we'd be better off to downsize our government to where it could function again. Right now it's so big and so organized it can't function. But I'm still glad to be a citizen of this blessed country.
Amen.
I'm still glad to be able to pledge allegiance to God and to my country for which I stand, the flag of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Now that's going to change real quick. They're already passing some laws to do away with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes, that's right.
That's going to be one of them Daniel moments. I'm not bowing. That's going to be one of them Shadrach and Abednego moments. I'll take the fire. I'm just telling you, there's some things I'm just not going to give up. And Jesus gave me freedom and liberty.
Amen.
And Miranda, I'm just not going to give it up.
Amen.
I like being able to go do what I want to do.
Amen.
When I want to do it. I didn't like being told what to do when I was at home. I did it, but I didn't like it. But, down here, we're kind of being told what to do more so than we ought. And in my opinion, they're abusing and usurping authority. And I think they're getting drunk on it. And I think they've got a little bit too much of a desire to have more power.
Yeah,
like I said, these elected officials are public servants.
Yeah.
They're elected to serve, and here's the real government, we the people.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Well, the Lord Jesus came down here to bail me out. I not only, buddy, had a sin debt, I was in over my head in sin.
Amen.
This wasn't his home. And he invited these two. He invited these two disciples to come and see where he lived.
That's right.
Now, if I made this announcement that we're all going to go to Brother Jerry's house after service today, he'd probably slip back there and tell Carolyn, you go home tidy up a bit.
Got that right.
Well, we decided we was going to go over to Sister Joanne. When we got out of church, she probably called somebody and said, if you don't care, put some things in order over there. Let me just put it on me.
Put a ham on there.
Yeah, amen. Hey, I'm going where Sharon lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Beans and ham. Cornbread, glory to God.
Amen.
I'll have more than just me going on that. Donnie'll be with me for sure. We'll come in do-si-do.
Yeah.
I remember growing up, Brother Ed, the phone would ring back then. We had land phones. You picked it up, this tardy line most times. You'd have to listen to somebody else talk. They got done and you get this. But anyway, our phone rung. And Dad's brother lived in Louisville, Benny. And he said, we're coming down to spend some time with y'all. Dad said, okay, hung the phone up. And I mean, it's like a bomb went off. We started throwing stuff in closets, under couches, under the pillows, putting stuff away, change the channel of the TV, trying to make the house presentable. That didn't have to be done with Jesus, Sharon.
That's right.
When he said, come and see, they didn't have to worry about setting something that ought not be there, something, that shouldn't be there. There wasn't none of that in his house, Brother Ed.
No,
his house was in order. It might have been a humble abode, which I'm sure it was, because this wasn't his home. He only borrowed everything he had down here. He borrowed parents.
Amen.
He borrowed a stable to be born in.
Yeah.
He borrowed a grave.
Right.
Hey, I'm telling you, he just borrowed everything he had down here,
because
this wasn't his home.
Right.
and Brenda, we could go to Jesus' house and we wouldn't get red-faced.
No, that's right.
We wouldn't hear anything that wouldn't be a blessing. We wouldn't hear anything that wouldn't be worth hearing, be good. I mean, we want to hear more. So Caleb, they got an invitation to come and see where Jesus lived. Oh my, I'm already feeling this message pretty good right now. Hallelujah. They didn't have to worry about seeing something that shouldn't have been there, is what I'm trying to say. And all this is out of verse 39. They came and they saw the dwelling of Jesus. Now, like I said, his was a humble abode. That's all he needed. He wasn't staying here. He came to do a work, and he did and finished it. And boy, did he do a work. And now let me say this, the devil's still on nerve pills.
Right.
He's still having heart attacks and strokes because of the work that Jesus did. You know, that old devil was doing a pretty good job till Jesus showed up.
Yeah.
Oh my, did he ever have a problem when Jesus showed up?
Right.
He got on, Brother Eric.
That's right.
I'm talking about he got on. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when something's fake, it don't do too good when something real shows up.
Right.
The Pharisees fared pretty good when something real showed up.
Right.
It made the Sadducees sad when he showed up. Because they didn't have a leg to stand on, Brother Donnie. They didn't have anything to show anybody or to tell anybody when he showed up. Because you know why? All the crowds went to hear Jesus.
Yeah,
and they wanted to hear something worth hearing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He drew the crowd. We got some of that going on right now. We got somebody drawing crowds right now.
Yeah.
They can't figure it out. People's interested in something real, sir.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
They want to hear something worth hearing.
Right.
And Jesus drew the crowds. He fed them.
Right.
He didn't send them away. I'm telling you, buddy, he knew what to do when the crowd showed up. He said, have them sit down. But anyway, they come, amen, and they got to see where the dwelling of Jesus was. And like I said, he didn't just do a work, he finished the work.
Yeah.
But if you notice also in verse 39, they spent the day with Jesus.
That's right, amen.
Now can you imagine not only getting to go see where Jesus lived, come in there and enjoy that moment, but spend the day with him, Brother Jerry.
Amen.
Now, if you got to spend a day with Jesus, would you have any questions you'd ask? I know I would.
Yeah.
Amen.
Can you imagine being able to spend, I spend a day with Jesus every day.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case right here, they had a better opportunity to spend a day with him than I did. Me and Brother Donnie, we went on air, he just ain't like two idiots. We always invite the Lord to go with us. And we walked our feet off. I come home, my dogs was barking. They still barking a little bit. But I'm telling you, buddy, two old men don't need to be walking like we walked yesterday. We was trying to fool ourselves saying what we was doing was healthy. But I got out of bed this morning, I ain't feeling so healthy. I'll tell you right now. It'll be a while before I walk that far again. But we always invite the Lord. Our brother Donnie, he turned thanks. We got a couple sandwiches. He got that habanero cheese. I looked over and there's smoke coming out of his ear. And he's looking there. Brandon, he's going. I think about a mind I was doing this. Hottest damn burnt cheese I ever eaten in my life. It was a kind of a cheddar type cheese. And I thought it was bacon chips. She said, no, that's habanero. And he said, give me some of that habanero. What I do? Yeah, give me some too. Have y'all seen him eat his, sir? I end up eating mine too. And we both over trying to say we's tough, you know, and I mean it eat us up. We got down what I give a ding dong or something like this. We've got something back in the back. Some kind of little old round thing with cream. And I said, here, this will help. We popped him right in. It did help a little bit. Amen. That happened there on cheese. We're done with that, brother. I'll go pepper jack next time. I told him to put pepper jack on mine.
Yeah.
And a slice that habanero on the backside, that habanero canceled out that pepper jack. I didn't tell that pepper jack came on there. Oh, man, that's a lot of cheese. But anyway, we turn thanks over our food, Brother Donnie. He asked the Lord to bless the food, bless the journey. We always ask the Lord if he ain't too busy to go with us. We have sweet fellowship. But spending the day with Jesus.
Amen.
Now, Sister Joanne, if you got to spend a day with Jesus, can you imagine all the things that you talk about?
I mean, you'd be wanting to talk about the things of God.
Yeah.
Not you know, who's winning the Super Bowl. Not who won the lottery. You know, not none of this worldly nonsense, you know.
Right.
And we've come down to that day. Oh, my. You know, I'm telling you, you better be real selective when you, if you watch any TV, what you watch, because some of it's pretty pathetic.
Yes.
But we'd be talking, Brother Ed, about the things of God.
Yeah.
We'd be asking the right questions. And you know what? We'd be asking the right one.
That's right.
Now, if you ask some people a question, they're just going to give you whatever you want to hear. But Jesus, He answered them what they needed. He answered them the Word of God. He explained the Scriptures to them. Man, they was hungering and thirsting for fellowship. And He said, come and see. Come on down.
Yeah.
I'm born in Kentucky. I guess you'd classify me as a hillbilly. You know, when hillbillies get to heaven, you know what they say, Sister Joanne? Well, doggies. I mean, they're kind of like the Clambys down there in California. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. And Jed Clambys say, my wife, she's been watching hillbillies all week long. And Jed Clambys say, well, doggies. I mean, we ain't going to know what to say. They're going to know we're from Kentucky when we get there, Sharon. I'm going to tell you it right now. And you know what? I watch him with my wife, try to be a good husband. I might have been seeing them 15 times, but they're just making the best. Yeah. You know, they got running water, and they go out there and get water out of a swimming pool. That's the way we get to heaven. We'll have to ask a lot of questions, what I'm trying to say. But anyway, they asked, I'm sure, a lot of questions. They enjoyed that moment. They savored that time to spend that day with the Lord. Oh my, I'm just a little bit jealous there. And, you know, the Bible, Peter, in Matthew chapter 17, verse 4, when he's on the Mount of Transfiguration, he didn't know what to say. He said, Lord, this is a good place to be. Let's make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias. That's about where we'll be, I guess,
yeah,
when we get to heaven. But let me say this. Where they spent, that was where Jesus dwelt down here. And we're going to see where he dwells now.
Right.
You know, I'm sure he had a humble abode. And I'm sure all were welcome. But they asked a question. Where dwellest thou? And he said, Brother Don, he said, won't you come see?
Yeah.
And you know what? I want to go to his heavenly abode. He told them Pharisees, he said, you're of this world. He said, I'm not of this world. He said, I'm from above, and you're from here.
Amen.
If somebody said, do you believe in UFOs? Oh, yeah. Jesus came from heaven down to here. I certainly do. He's still unidentified. There's a lot of people still won't believe that Jesus came down here. They don't believe he came. They don't believe he died. They don't believe he rose from the dead.
Right.
I can't agree with them because I remember the day he took his abode in my heart and resurrected my soul. And I'll tell you right now, I'd have to lie to deny that Jesus lives in here. Amen.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm enjoying the moment. But we're going to get to go see where he dwells now.
Yeah.
We're going to go to that heavenly home, not this earthly abode. And by the way, I got a heavenly invitation to come. And I got a first class ticket to come. Amen.
Amen.
But to live down here with the devil walking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, 1 second, Brother Head, and his abode will make it all worthwhile. Amen. The Bible says, in his presence is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. That's Psalms 16, verse 11. What I'm trying to say is, heaven's not going to be born.
That's right. No.
I'm going to take a tour of heaven.
Amen.
I'm going to see what no eye's ever seen.
Right.
I'm going to hear what no ear's ever heard. I'm going to behold the things that God has for those that love Him, Brenda.
That's right.
Never has it ever entered in the heart of men the things that God has for them that love Him,
right,
love His appearing.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to visit. I'm going to stay. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not just going to take a tour. It'll probably take a long time to take a tour of heaven.
Yeah.
But oh my, what a wonderful day it's going to be. Just one day in heaven, no night there. One eternal day. And I'll get there the same day as everybody else because it's just one day. Amen.
Yeah,
it's where, you know, Dorothy. I hope I get this right this time. Told Toto.
Yeah.
She said, "I don't think this is Candace no more." That's probably what we'll say, Sharon. We'll say, I believe we've reached our destination. These people got this GPS stuff now. And Don, he's got one. He's smart enough to use his. I can't spell GPS. But when we're using his GPS to go somewhere, he'll say, "You've reached your destination." But one of these days, I'm going to reach my destination.
Amen. Amen.
See, I'm a citizen of that country. I get a little bit under conviction about voting now. Because really, I'm not of this country no more. I got another country.
Right.
My home's in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. I just tell you, praise God, when I've reached my destination, when I see where he dwells now, Brenda, what a moment that's going to be. You're talking about singing. Now she can sing. I'm now called up on the phone. She'll sing on the phone.
Yeah.
I can even ask her. She say, "You want me singing right now?" Up in heaven, she'll sound like a canary. I mean, well, Brother Donnie's talking about, you know, he can't hit certain. We'll all sing for him. My wife said, "I'm tone deaf, and I probably am, but I'll sing like a canary up there."
Yeah.
Hey, we'll sing. We'll shout. We'll enjoy. In his presence is a fullness of joy. I'm telling you, buddy, I can't wait to get to where Jesus lives. Now, he's not living down here no more. He only came down here to do a work. He finished it. They saw him going back, and the angel said, "This same Jesus that you see ascending into heaven shall in like manner return." He's going to come. Now, he's not going to come like that for us.
Right.
He's going to come for us like a thief in the night.
Yeah, that's right.
And the world's going to say, "What happened?" And those that had intentions to get saved, they're going to realize they missed it.
Right.
And those that are saved, hey, we're going to be gone.
Right.
I ain't going to be here no more. I'm coming back with him.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you right now, not to stay.
No.
I'm coming back really to bring judgment on this earth. All I'm going to do is watch him.
Yeah.
Give this world what they deserve. I'm telling you, buddy, with a rod of iron, he's going to show them. When they asked him, "By what authority do with this?" You know what he should have said? He should have said, "I am authority."
Amen.
But I'm telling you right now, he's got all power and all authority. These poor government leeches that are soaking all this power up, boy, they're going to have to let it go. They're going to have to give place to him. They're going to be running, trying to find a hiding spot, trying to dig a hole. Brother Donnie's got groundhog problems. They'll be out there with his groundhog trying to dig a hole, trying to flee from the presence of the wrath of the Lamb. Well, praise God to be able to spend eternity with him is something worth looking forward to.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing him in his glory.
Yes.
Sister Rita sung that song. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
Amen.
We'll be up there. Hallelujah. Amen. I can just imagine some of these backslidden Baptists getting to heaven. And you know what? I guess that may be the entertainment. I don't know. But I mean, I can see them right now, boy. Bone coming to bone. And you know what? Standing on their feet, being clothed with flesh. And next thing you know, they're gone.
Amen.
Like Don out there hunting areas, I look and he's gone. Every now and then I'll look and I'll see him pop up and he's gone again. I mean, buddy, he likes to hunt them areas. I do too, but I can't go like he does. He's 10 years younger than me, but he acts like he's even younger than that. And he ain't complaining, but I'm watching. He go over there. We could go. We could have went yesterday after we hunted. He'd still win. I couldn't. I was like a match. I spent. We're going to spend the day with Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
Brother Ed, they asked this question, "Where dwellest thou?"
Yeah. Right.
And Jesus said, "Come and see him."
Come and see.
I'm going where he lives.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know the way, but he is the way.
Yeah.
That's right. He's true.
And he's going to send a heavenly escort. It may be today. And if it is today, they'll tell the biggest lie that's ever been told us that anyway's dead. And don't y'all believe it. Y'all come to my funeral if you live longer than me. And say, "Quit lying! He's got eternal life. He's gone home."
Amen.
They try to tell you I died.
Home in hell.
Yeah, they try to tell you I died. Tell them that's the biggest lie I've ever been told. I've never had so much life as the day I shed my skin down here. I'm coming out of this body. Right now, I'm a prisoner of this body. It's in pain. I'm like Brenda's talking about her back hurting. I said, my back hurts all the time. I'm glad my wife's car's got them heated seats.
Not only did I have it on the way over, I'm going to have it on the way home too. But I won't have no more back pain, brother. I won't have no more headaches. I won't have no more. My pastor just had 6 feet put in, 4 taken out. His lips still swelled up. Won't be no more of that. I've got a great going to the dentist right now. I'm just kind of hoping more to come. I just tell you, I never did like going to the dentist, but I'll tell you, but I'm not far from my pastor. We're both the same age. And he had all the top ones up there. I guess they do them implants now.
Yeah.
And I love him today, praying for him. But I can tell he's been through a lot of pain. He went through 2 Sundays and he didn't preach. He's like me. If I do have mine pulled, I sure ain't going to go no dentures. I'd hate to be up here preaching. Y'all have to wear one of my dentures on your nose. Because I'm telling you right now, I don't know if they can stay in there or not. Amen. Man, get up there preaching like his hands on fire. Jumping up and down and crying loud, sparing not. I'd rather have them implants, I guess. But anyway, they just wanted to see where Jesus lived. And they got to go see and they got to spend a day with Jesus. And listen, if you want to know where Jesus lives, you better be ready. Because he's coming. And listen, if you ain't on board with that boat that's going to leave out, you're not going to see it. You're not going to enjoy it. We are.
Right.
And you can. And the Bible does say to make sure. And I am sure.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not sure, today be a good day to lay hold on that.
That's right.
Eternal life, make it sure. Prove it. Know it. If there's anything other than pure faith, you know, you'd come to this altar 100 times. And you'll never be turned away.
Right.
You'll never be rejected.
Exactly.
You just come here and say, Lord, I just want to be sure. It'll be all right.
Uh-huh.
There won't nobody belittle you. I understand there's a devil down here. He fights our faith. He told Peter, he said, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. He wants to sift you. He wants to somehow hinder you from doing anything for God. He's an adversary, but we've got an advocate. It's greater than the adversary.
Yeah. Amen.
So if you need to make your salvation, make it sure, today be a good day to do that. I don't think we're far from getting out of here. Lord, we thank you for the thought, for the message. And Lord, we are looking forward to spending a day with you. We are looking forward to coming and seeing where you dwell. Lord, to see that heavenly vision, Lord, for our own self, with our own eyes. Not to read about it, Lord, but to behold it. To see you high and lifted up. To see you exalted, Lord. To see you, Lord, in your majesty. Oh my. Thank you, Lord, for that precious privilege to be able to go where you live and spend eternity. Lord, I pray, Lord Father, for this message today. I pray people, Lord, took it to heart, took it seriously. If there's anyone in here that's got any doubt at all about going to heaven, I pray they take action about that today. I pray they make it sure. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Jerry, get you sing a verse of invitation to him. And like I said, we're going to start our Sunday night services tonight at 5 o'clock. That's probably not going to be etched in stone. So if you get here a little late, it'll be all right. I may get here late myself. Heck, I don't know. We're hoping I'll be punctual. But we're going to try to start tonight at 5 o'clock our Sunday night service. Be our first one.